Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
The biggest stories in sports and entertainment. Sports Radio 610 style. In the Loop presents What's Poppin'.
What's Poppin'?
Oh, yeah.
Paul Gallant and Chris Partee in for John and Reggie. All right, guys. What is popping? It is Black Friday.
Oh, man.
We got Colin behind the glass as well. Have you guys ever participated in Black Friday shopping? I mean, going out to a store to try and get yourself some deals.
Early morning.
Any point.
In the thick of it.
Hell, if you camped out, bonus points. You're crazy, now, but bonus points.
I've done it once with my ex-wife when we were in Austin, but it was late in the day. I was not, like you said earlier, I wasn't brave enough to brave that those crowds. So we went out there like 3-4 in the afternoon and everything was picked through. Stores were a mess. Out at the outlets, everything was all over the place. But we did go out there. And it was kind of empty by then. Like, okay, there were not a lot of people out by then.
There's a website called BlackFridayDeathCount.com.
Here we go. What did I tell you during the break?
What's that?
It's almost noon. I know at least a couple of people have been busted upside their head.
I'm looking for
by this point. It has to. I know it's going down.
How many injuries over under for both of you guys?
Ooh.
Do you think? Actually, I'm just guess the number, okay?
Okay.
How many injuries per Black Friday deathcount.com have happened on Black Friday?
Like, so far today.
Just all time. Just
all time.
Recorded by BlackFridayDeathCount.com, which is a real website. I mean, all time. Just guess.
It's got to be hundreds.
First,
I'll just throw out 350.
Okay.
First of all, I'm not. I sounded shocked, but I am no longer shocked.
You should not be.
That there's a website for that kind of deal. I'm going to say, ooh.
What's Popping brought to you by BlackFridayDeathCount.com.
Yes.
And possibly you.
I'm going to say like in the 700-800s.
Okay. Like you guys are both way off, which is actually good. We had low standards for America. 125 injuries per Black Friday death count all time on Black
but
Friday.
But is that for Houston or is that just everywhere?
That's everywhere.
Wow.
It's got to be
more than that.
I think it's more.
I'm calling shenanigans on that. It's got to be more than that.
Especially, you know, you got to go back to like the Tickle Me Elmo N64 hellscape of 1996.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sure there was at least, you know, a couple.
I mean, there was a freaking guy that was trying to get a what's the toy in the way?
Did you get all the way? Turbo Man.
Turbo Man. Someone got sprayed in the eyes trying to get Turbo Man.
Yeah, that's true. There's a bomb in that trying to
that
get counts, Turbo
right?
Man.
That counts, right?
Yes, it counts. It counts. Colin by the glass.
How many deaths Black Friday per BlackFridayDeathCount.com? Yes.
Oh, deaths?
How many deaths total?
Actual deaths.
Yes.
I think that's going to be lower.
It is lower.
I'm gonna say yes, thank God. I'll say 13.
Okay, Colin.
Ooh. I'm gonna say 27.
Mm. 17 deaths.
Hey, I was thinking 17 first, but I said no, it's gotta be lower than that. Okay, so 13. Okay, 17.
I'm happy.
That's still a lot. It's
still a lot, but I'm happy.
No one should be dying.
Happy that 17 people died.
No one should. No one should be dying at Black Friday.
No, they shouldn't. And then
but it does happen.
It does happen.
Unfortunately.
You know, there's a line. I'm a big Game of Thrones fan. People who remember me from way back in the day know I probably forced it into too many conversations. But there's a scene early on in the show where a wedding is taking place. It's the wedding between Khal Drogo and Daenerys Targaryen. Thank you very much for the assist, Colin.
Nice transition there.
And there's just a murder just happens in the middle of the dance floor at this wedding. And this dude, this random cake eater noble, is just like, a Dothraki wedding without at least three deaths is considered a boring affair.
Damn.
And that's Black Friday.
That's
to a
Black
degree.
Friday.
Black Friday, it's expected 187 million Americans will spend $11.7 billion over the five-day holiday weekend. Woo! That is a lot.
A lot of cake.
I'll just say this, guys. You can order online now. You don't have to wait out. You don't have to camp out. I know
that's how I participate.
It's tempting to do it the old school way, but
no,
yes.
It's not.
You want to go to the Galleria today? Sorry, Galleria. I mean, I can be bought off. If the Galleria wants to pay me, I'll be like, actually, go to the Galleria right now. Like,
get
online.
Out there.
Don't be like Jon Snow and the Wallman on the wall.
Yes.
Okay? You don't need to be like that. Okay?
One guy. Oh, I got to get my Turbo Man. I got to get it. Pull the sword out.
I don't want it.
I didn't want it anymore. No.
Let's keep rolling along. What's popping, everybody, in the loop? Have you guys heard about the new thing that's a big part of post-Thanksgiving? It's a way of letting off steam, if you will. Literally. I'm, of course, talking about something that's recommended by doctors everywhere. Fart walks.
Oh, my God.
Have you guys ever heard of a fart walk?
No, I have not. Paul, what is going on here?
Come on. This is a story from the USA Today.
Oh, my Lord.
This is something that has become normalized over the course of this year.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only. Limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Thanksgiving fart walks. Here's how it can help you. Thank you very much, Julia Gomez, for writing this article for the USA Today. It's Thanksgiving, and those pants are feeling a little bit tighter than before dinner. While it might be tempting to curl up on the couch and take a nap, consider going for a fart walk instead. Marilyn Smith, the award-winning cookbook author who popularized the term, recommends taking a short walk after dinner to help with digestion and bloating. Going on a fart walk after dinner is something that is going to help you age wonderfully, said Marilyn Smith in a TikTok video. In Italy, fart walks are called la pasticceria.
It has a name for it, okay.
And in China, an old proverb advises, if you take 100 steps after every meal, you'll live to 99. That seems suspect, but...
Where's the data on that? Give me the data.
So do you guys participate in the fart walk phenomenon, and will you going forward, say Christmas time, you've had a bit to eat and you're going to walk around, you know, Just let out some steam, literally.
I guess I've unknowingly done this before because I do take walks after eating dinner.
Okay.
And I've been known to toot.
Every now and then.
Okay. I've been known to toot while I do those walks, especially if someone's walking behind me. I want you to get a whiff.
And speaking of whiffs, I mean, there's different kinds of walks after Thanksgiving. There's the walk with your cousins, of course. Wink, wink, nudge,
That's
nudge.
That's true.
The walk with your cousins. You guys know what I'm talking about there?
I do know what you're talking about.
Yeah. You might be in a different state when you come back. You might not be ready for the political conversations with your family when you come back. Not that I ever would partake, because after all, it is illegal to go on a walk with your cousins, he said in quotation marks. But I remember there was a time once where my cousin and I had gone on a walk, and we came back. And one of my uncles, who is a lot like Dennis Miller, like very, very sharp-witted, person pulls obscure references out of his keister all the time. He started talking to us, and I was very bowling ballish in that moment in time.
You didn't know what was going on.
I was like, what are you saying? But that's the cousin walk, not to be confused with the fart walk.
Your hair was in the clouds, is what you're saying. I told you, I got you. I know what you're talking about.
My friends call it in the cloud, which I think is a great way to describe it.
Know what you're talking about.
But fart walks, guys, it's a thing. That's what's popping.
Fart walks.
You're literally popping as you walk.
I guess I'm down with it. Because I've done it before. I didn't know I was doing it, but I've done it. Colin?
I always like going on walks if I ever feel bloated, like if I feel full.
Does it help?
It legit helps. Like, I mean, if it makes you feel a little bit better.
It gets things moving.
You get those carbs.
It's carbs. It's a lot of carb eating going on this weekend. It's a lot of carb eating.
Goodness gracious. You got the leftovers ready to go.
I damn near ate a whole damn pumpkin pie yesterday. Seriously, I damn near ate a whole pumpkin pie.
Do you like it cold, or do you like it room temperature, or do you like it warm, pumpkin pie?
I like it warm.
I like it cold.
I do like it warm. I can eat it cold, but if I can pick, I like it warm.
Okay.
I mean, a lot of desserts are, I don't really think you should enjoy warm or...
Apple pie, though, I think should be warm.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
I like apple pie warm.
Cherry pie, blueberry pie, debatable.
I'm not a cherry guy, but I love blueberries.
Okay.
So blueberry I can do.
What about pecan pie?
I'm weird. I don't like nuts in food. Like, I can eat pecans by themselves, but I don't like pecan pie. Like, I don't like nuts of any type in food.
So,
but I can eat them separately.
So, my last name's Neil, but I'm more Czech than Irish than anything. Because I'm from Central Texas up in the north of Waco, and pecan pie is a very big, thing, you know, in that area.
Yeah.
So, it's really good, though. It's really good. I like it. So, I was just kind of curious.
And you guys do kolaches the correct way.
Yes.
Which is lots of stupid hot dogs and a donut.
Slavočeks, if you're ever going up I-35 back home, okay, you gotta stop in West Texas. Slavočeks, not a paid advertisement.
The taste of the old country.
No, that's actually where I lived. Like a little Abbott.
Oh, you live right by there?
Abbott, Texas, which is about 4 miles north. Yes. The home of Willie Nelson.
Everyone goes Buckley's, but that's the real stop. If you're going between Austin and Houston, that's the stop. Okay. The Slavočeks. I'm with you there. What's Poppin' continues. Did you guys enjoy the halftime shows yesterday for Thanksgiving? First off, yeah, Jack White with a cameo by Eminem, which was, I did not see that coming. That was pretty awesome. I wish Eminem had done a little more Eminem-y things. Wraps up with the Seven Nation Army. I did not know that was a Jack White production.
I knew that because I write for Yahoo Sports as well. So I had to write about that a week ago. So I knew that was coming. I was actually looking for that. I've always been a big Eminem. Slim Shady guy.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Chris Partee with the scoop.
Right, with the scoop. So I knew that was coming.
Scoop
Partee. I like that name. I might have to go with that. Yeah, I might have to be my new social media handle.
Yeah,
Scoop's
do it.
Partee, there you go. But no, I knew it was coming, so I was waiting for Eminem. He's my guy.
Okay.
So I was waiting for that.
I'm a big fan of Eminem. I wanted Eminem to kind of just push Jack White off stage.
Don't be mean.
That's not mean. I didn't know who Jack White was
yesterday. Not your flavor.
I'm just musically challenged. Listen, the Seven Nation Army thing is cool. I didn't know that was him.
So you're one of the, let me guess, you're one of those people like, hey, if it sounds good, it sounds good to me. I'm listening.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Okay, so that's fair. I mean, I'm that guy where, I'm sorry, I don't know who sings this, but it's a great song. Yeah. Like, sorry.
Yeah.
He just didn't think Jack White sounded good. So get him off the stage.
I didn't know who he was until the last song. I was like, oh, he's that guy. Okay. So now he belongs up there. But all the songs before, I was like, what's going on?
Like, why is this guy here?
Yeah, I was like, who's this guy?
You know, because I knew Post Malone was going to be on the halftime show for the Cowboys.
For the
and
Cowboys.
I love Post Malone. I saw Post Malone at the rodeo doing his country. He walked up on stage barefoot. It was awesome. Yeah, Post Malone's country music, I was blown away by that.
I took a nap during. I'm not a Post Malone guy. I took a nap during.
What do you think of? What do you think of people calling him Posty?
Who?
Posty.
I mean, that's a nickname, yeah. I mean, I don't like it. You don't like it?
I mean, it sounds weird. It's like you know him personally. Hey, Posty, what's up, man?
Posty.
Yeah, it's a little personal.
Too personal?
We can't call him Posty.
We can't call him Posty.
Only his friends can call him
Posty. Oh, come on. Why can't we call him Posty?
I don't know. It just sounds weird. He has too many tattoos on his face to be nicknamed Posty. It just doesn't seem like it adds up. No, am I wrong here?
I like it. I like the Posty.
Is it bad I don't know his real name?
I don't either. It's like Clarence Randolph.
It's not. I don't think it's
some generic.
I don't think it's Clarence.
It would be funny if it was
Clarence. And that would be hilarious if his name was actually Clarence.
Post Malone's name he Googled.
Probably like Jack or something.
All right. What do you think his name is?
Probably Jacob.
Ooh.
Jacob's a good one, but I'm going to say. No, not Thomas. Some generic.
It's a Texas themed name.
Oh, really?
Oh, no.
You should know this very well, Chris.
Because it's weird because you grew up in New Jersey or somewhere in the Northeast.
He's from Syracuse.
Yeah, that's
New York. So I'm a little biased on that front.
It's like, I don't know. Tommy.
Austin Richard Post.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's where the Post comes in.
That's right.
Post.
Austin.
Yeah.
So there we go.
There we go.
We learn something new every day.
Oh, Posty.
I'm sorry. I can't do it. You can do it though, Chris. Posty. That is what's popping every single afternoon on In the Loop at 11:40. It's going to be noon soon. We're keeping an eye on Ole Miss and Mississippi State. Lane Kiffin and the Rebels are the Land Sharks. I forget. They lead right now over Mississippi State 14-7, if you're keeping an eye on that scoreboard. Chris Partee to my left. I'm Paul Gallant. We got Colin Neal running the ones, the twos, and the threes in the loop on Black Friday, Sports Radio 610.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.